We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All that money to get all that and shine and then go to practice with a cell phone in your pocket. Like,
oh, man.
To be asked to go in on a defensive drill and sit on the scores table and just say, shrug your shoulders and say no.
Yeah. When I saw the cell phone in the pocket picture, that blew. Because, I mean, I don't even like shooting around with my phone in my pocket. And so for him to go practice with it in his pocket is mind-boggling. It shows how much he doesn't care.
Yeah, he does.
And then to talk about Philadelphia fans, one of my favorite stories was Nelson Aguilar, who was the receiver that had that rough year.
That's right.
When they were in, they had the fire in the building, and they were like, they had to toss somebody down. He was like, well, don't get Nelson Aguilar. Like, drop the kid. Drop the kid. That's right.
When they interviewed him on the news, on the local news.
I mean, it's a fire, and they're taking the chance to bash him out. Yeah.
Did he catch her?
That's unbelievable.
So NBA is underway, and I see a lot of people in there. Are we talking NBA? Yeah, well, I mean,
it's
NBA
sports. Opening. It's about sports.
And look, I'm trying to get away from this coaching search as much as possible. I mean, we've put so much down on the record on how we feel and where it's going and what's going to happen here. I mean, I hate to give you the same show with the same take every single day, and that's why we're hoping, like what we're doing today, we can get some of these people on. Billy Napier is going to stop by here at 8 o'clock this morning, and we'll talk to him about the Cajuns who have Arkansas State coming up, but we'll ask him about, you know, the interest level on both sides and how you kind of navigate this. I mean, Billy Napier has had to have become a master at this because every single year in Lafayette, he's the next coach in some SEC town.
He's been in Lafayette, what, 4 years?
This is his fourth year.
This is his fourth year, yeah.
Well, there's Auburn last year when the Auburn job opened up.
Auburn. I mean,
there's been multiple.
South Carolina, after the first year, it was Mississippi State.
Yep. That's where he came from, right?
Yep.
Yep.
He's got he's got ties at Mississippi State. He's got ties all over. Yeah. His resume is super impressive.
Which is why I like him so much, but I'm so scared.
Well, it's because I think people are scared because he's coming from UL.
Yeah.
It's UL. Like, do we really want UL's guy?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you do.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be insecure about that.
Right.
Like, I don't sense why you would be insecure of taking Lafayette's coach if he is the best and most qualified for the job. And all you really have to do is look at the data. And I think what Scott Woodward is looking at more than anything, which is why I believe Dave Aranda is gaining steam, is how the program functions.
Yep.
How not? It's not just about Saturdays. right? And it's not just about the public relations stuff that
Saturdays
we've stomped on.
Honestly, the easier part.
It really is. I mean, it really is the kind of the easier part of the program, but just the day in, day out, kind of the stuff that we talk about with David Griffin being a flop on without, you know, he talks this big game that he can build this program and this culture and this winning mentality where Billy Napier hasn't told you he was going to do that.
He
just done it. Yep. You know what I mean? Like he's just gotten into Lafayette, and Matuk has spoken to it, and people have been through here. It is tough to win at that school with the consistency like he has done. I mean, it's easy to go in there and get a Jake Delhomme and win for a couple. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people have done it. They've had a couple winning seasons. He's doing it now. This is, I mean, three straight years.
It's 5-1 right now.
Of 10 wins.
He's 5-1 right now after.
They're going to win the division. I mean, Coastal just
they got beat
just,
last night.
Just lost.
They got beat by Appalachian
and
State.
We beat UL beat Appalachian State by like 30 points.
So you know, I think to look at what he is doing at Lafayette, he comes off that Saban tree. He's been with Saban a couple of times.
Yeah.
He's got real big advantages in the state of Louisiana in building relationships with recruiters and high school coaches over the last, you know, four seasons and even before that. When he was at Alabama, Clemson, Mississippi State, Arizona State. And to me, as this process goes on, you look at the way that his program functions over the last 4 years, and you got to say to yourself, I don't care if that's at the high school level. I don't care if that's at Clemson. I don't care if that's at UL Lafayette. That's impressive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's impressive. The culture, the winning mentality, the recruiting, the development. I mean, he's putting guys in the league. Elijah Mitchell is the starting running back, was the starting running back for the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, they got guys that is going into the NFL. They are developing players. Rob Sale, his former offensive line coach, a guy that played at LSU, is now the New York Giants offensive line coach. I mean, everybody's moving on from that program. That's a sign of a successful program. Guys getting better, going to play on Sundays, and coaches – you know, having an opportunity to showcase their talent and getting picked up by NFL programs. So
now people point out, I'm looking at it right now, people point out like, you know, Napier's done well, but like, you know, he didn't do great at Clemson. I'm like, well, Clemson was his first stint. As a, like, that was like he was a GA and then was on Bowden's staff. And then,
I mean,
like, it's a big, like, it's.
Try and find something else to bitch about.
They're digging.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I'm going through. It's just.
Nequilis Dilwad asks, is Napier an O guy or a D guy? He is a offensive minded guy. I mean, his offenses are efficient. I mean, he runs that. You know, he comes from that same style of Kiffin, Kingsbury, that whole crew. I mean, it's fast tempo, up tempo, on the line of scrimmage, putting the pressure on the defense. He's an offensive guy.
And see, that's one of the things that surprised me was Levi Lewis, his quarterback, was a guy that went to Scotlandville that I've seen play in person in high school, and he wasn't that impressive of a thrower. He's very athletic. He can run all over the place. But he was never that impressive of a thrower. But as he's been the guy in Lafayette, he has improved each year. And it shows the development factor on the offensive side of the football, which is something that we've lacked.
And we're not saying he's going to get the job. I think he's a candidate that should be talked about a little bit more seriously. I like what he brings. I like, you know, we talked about the number one issue at LSU is culture, and I think that's his big thing over there. And you know, there's other guys that can create culture too, but, I mean, I like him.
As impressive is what is happening over in Waco, and that's why I think why Dave Aranda is gaining some steam, because you look at Napier's program in Lafayette, and you've got more data, you've got more stuff you can look at and say he's been there longer, he's done it for an extended amount of time, he's recruited, he's developed, he's put guys in the league, his coaches are getting upgrades and getting better jobs. So that's something that you can look at definitively, and you've got hard evidence that you can take back and give good thoughts to and say, hey, I can make an educated decision on this. Aranda is not as extended, but in the short time that he has been at Baylor, and now granted, Matt Rhule left him in a really good spot.
Yeah, yes,
that was a really good program that he took over. But Dave Aranda has carried that on, continued to really kind of provide that culture to the program, and his team is performing on Saturday. And I think if you're a decision maker, if you're somebody that's cutting checks to hire head coaches, you're looking at Dave Aranda and Waco and saying, they got a good thing going. I might want to talk to him.
Yeah, and not only are they performing, they're performing at a high level. And I mean, I know it's the Big 12, but, I mean, it's a Power 5 conference. Like, they go out and they win the conference. Like, that should open some eyes. I know some people don't want or they're worried about Aranda because he's kind of got that, like, physician demeanor, like, oh, everything's like monotoned and like boring, but the last two coaches were not boring,
right?
Maybe we need boring.
It would concern me for sure, but I think the more you dive in, and this is interesting, the more players that we have talked to that went through the Dave Aranda to Bo Pelini transition, the most feedback that you get on what they miss from Aranda is not his scheme, not his strategy, not his in-game adjustments, which he's fantastic at, was the style that he communicated people. It's the way that he was able to get the best out of his players without using techniques that are widely used within coaching industries.
Right.
And Bo Pelini might be the example of the worst.
Yeah.
Not the worst for coaching style, but the worst for jumping down your throat, degrading you, mother effing you, F you the entire time. It's nothing but cussing and yelling and coming at you. And
old school.
It's very much non-complimentary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, right,
it's more
right.
critical than it is complimentary. And not to say that Dave Aranda sits there and just kind of feathers you with a palm. He is able to communicate with you and really get the best out of you because he, when it comes down to it, he treats you with respect.
Right.
I mean, that is the baseline of it. And when you look at the background of Aranda, he's educated in communication.
Yeah.
That's what he graduated in at college. And when you hear him speak and you see him in a setting, in a public setting where he's speaking to the room, a lot of people are kind of looking around like, this is Dave Aranda? Like, he's very quiet and thought out and
methodical,
processed.
Meticulous.
And meticulous. And he's calm and very cool about talking about things that usually get people very riled up.
Right.
And to me, I think that's something that is almost has spun into a positive for him. And if you're LSU's administration, especially a piece of the administration that has been there for the last – you know, over a decade. So, you know, I mean, people that have had a front row, like Virg Allsbury's been there for a while. He's seen Miles, he's seen Ogeron, he's seen Saban.
Yeah.
The last 15 years, last 10 to 12 years, you know, in that window, the administration has really had a tough time communicating with the football operations facility.
Yep.
They've either had to put somebody over there full time to keep their eyes and their thumb on to see what's happening, or they have a guy like now Scott Woodward who is in that building every single day. Every single day, the athletics director, and this is before Ogeron's seat was hot.
Yep.
This is in 2019 when they're, you know, just killing everybody, and they're recruiting at a rapid rate, and they're being able to get these commitments. He was there every day then. He understands that within the athletic department that is a multi-million dollar, $100 million operation that feeds a ton of mouths.
That's the golden goose.
That is the absolute lottery ticket. And they are going to make sure that the communication is streamlined from that facility into the athletic department. And I think that there's an emphasis put on that we may not even understand. I think that there's more that they could put on that then, you know, we could see in the criteria. There is a mass movement to be able to pick up the phone or have a clear understanding of what's going on at the football operations facility to the athletic department without having to jump through all of the Derek Panamskys of the world.
I mean, you get so much more done. You're so much more efficient. Once everybody's on the same page, things just happen.
Yeah.
It's easier to get done. You don't have to – it's not – you're not pulling teeth. You're not – You're not dreading, oh, man, I have this meeting. I have to go talk to our AD. Like, no. That's not what you want to be able to say, hey, I'm going to talk to Scott. Scott's going to get this done for us because Scott trusts me. I trust him. That's how it should be. Not, oh, I need to talk. We got to figure this thing out.
Yeah.
Let me go talk to this person who's going to direct me to this person who's going to direct me to this person.
And they can
and
tell
everybody's,
the top.
And everybody's got different ways of saying things. No, nobody wants that.
Nobody.
And I think one of the biggest things with Aranda was last year in the COVID year, they were 2-7. Like, they were very underwhelming.
Right.
But he was able to turn that around in one offseason with a roster that is nowhere near LSU's level. And so to look at where LSU's at right now, you give him players more talented and his ability to communicate can do the same thing.
Yep.
Turn it around.
Daily Rear brought to you by Cajun Ready Mix. Remember, online at CajunRMC.com. Cajun Ready Mix provides Ready Mix concrete products and services to meet all of your concrete needs. That's for residential, commercial, industrial, and municipal spots and projects. Cajun Ready Mix has 9 state certified plants to service the greater Baton Rouge area and all major outlying cities. That means for you that your concrete will be delivered on time and to the exact specification. Find out how Cajun Ready Mix can help you by logging online to CajunRMC.com. That's CajunRMC.com. High quality products, grade A equipment, and clear safety standards, all provided by Cajun Ready Mix, ready to help you today. CajunRMC.com. Give me a couple of minutes here to reconfigure. I'm going to get in touch with Billy Napier, UL head football coach, and we'll come back and have a clear plan how we'll get into that interview, whether we'll have him live next or whether we'll dial him up at straight up 8 a.m. Let me confirm it with the UL SID, get us all lined up, and we'll talk to Coach Nate coming up here in about 6 minutes on the Jordy Collada Show, driven and powered by Go Chevrolet. True blue water, true hydration at its finest. Right now, you're only a few minutes away from getting your 5-gallon water delivered to you, just like we are over here at the UDL. All you got to do is log on to TrueBlueWater.com. That's T-R-U, BlueWater.com. The website's fantastic over at TrueBlueWater.com. You can get your service and find out how quick it is. You can schedule a delivery, even hop on the billing system right there at TrueBlueWater.com. T-R-U, BlueWater.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back here to the Jordy Collada Show, driven and powered by Ghost Chevrolet, just like we are every day here. Remember, Ghost Chevrolet with a couple of stops on... Did we lose, Coach? One second. Pipe me up over there. Hey, Coach. Did I lose you? Okay, hold up. All right, welcome back here to the Jordy Collada Show, driven and powered by Ghost Chevrolet. As we said, we've been talking a ton about this LSU job and it being open. It became official last Sunday. Obviously, some of the names that have been popping up in and around this job. One name that has been routinely brought up is Billy Napier because of the success that he has had down at Louisiana. And they play tonight. It's actually game day for the Cajuns. They're 5-1 again here under Coach Nape, going after another title in the conference, which they have done routinely under his direction. And a lot of stuff that we want to talk to before Arkansas State and Louisiana square off tonight. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Do it again.
Coach, you there? All right, hold tight. Let me reset because this call is dropping. Let me pull Napier right back up, and we'll be right back to you.
Unknown caller.
All right, Coach, I got you.
Good to go.
Yes, sir.
There he is.
All right, there he is. There's our guy. Welcome back into the conversation. A lot of Lafayette here, Coach, this morning. I got Mikey Matuk sitting in with me, former LSU All-American, obviously Lafayette native, St. Thomas More standout, was a two-sport athlete over there. And he was talking about being a proud Lafayette native and, of course, what you're doing with the Cajun program. We'll talk about all the success.
Did it drop again?
Yeah.
It dropped.
Man.
We got a lot of droppage going.
Man.
Is that us or him, you think?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. All right, we got some phone issues, so let's just dive into it. We got Coach Napier with us here on this Wednesday morning. Game day tonight, Coach, another successful season. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Jordy, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate you covering our team.
Always, Coach. Tell me a little bit about what it's been like in this age of college football. A lot of changes going on in and around you. NIL, transfer portal. What has it been like in this edition of college football, as you have been directing a program under all that change?
Well, I'll tell you this much. It's a lot of fun, you know. I mean,
There it goes again. I don't know what that is.
We're going to see if we can...
Calling from another phone, maybe?
I don't know what's going on. Let me take a break, and we'll see if we can get Coach Napier back.
Take a break. Go to that.
All right, Coach, this is the last time we're going to do this. I'm sorry that we are going through this technical stuff here on this, but this is what happens during live broadcast. We were talking about the changes in college football. You were talking about going through it. What has it been like?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I think our game continues to evolve, you know, not only schematically for the X's and O's, but, you know, just in terms of how you put your roster together, how you develop your team once they get to you. You know, and it's part of the process that I really enjoy. You know, coming up with a plan. We certainly have specific plans in all the areas of our organization. And, you know, the transfer portal is part of that. Name, image, and likeness is part of that. You've got to have a great plan, and certainly got to work well with your administration, all the people that love your program. And it takes a team, right? You got to put together a really good team.
What has it been like in recruiting Louisiana? Now, you've had full cycles of recruits come through. And like I said, Coach, we were talking about you yesterday. But I think one of the most impressive things is all the talent you've lost, especially last year on a championship team. You look up and you see these guys in the NFL, coaches on NFL sidelines, and right now you're 5-1 going into the Arkansas State game tonight. What has it been like leading the recruiting charge for Louisiana Lafayette and the Raging Cajuns, specifically in the state?
Well, you know, I grew up, my dad was a high school coach, right? You coach what you had in your community, you know? So one of the things I absolutely love about college football is the opportunity not only to recruit, but also to evaluate. And we've got great talent in the state of Louisiana. That's where we've started our process. You know, we evaluate every player in the state that we think has a chance to play Division I football. We also got a great 300-mile radius. You know, you look around us here with Texas, Mississippi, the Panhandle, parts of Alabama. So, you know, this area, this part of the country has always produced a lot of players. You should be able to put together a heck of a team. We've got great people in our organization that help with that, you know, in terms of personnel and on-campus recruiting. We love that part of the game. You mentioned the coaching part too. I think that's part of it as well. You got to build your place so you can sustain it, you know. And I think always got to have your ear to the ground for the next bright up and comer. Certainly spend a lot of time on that because you're only as good as the people you put around yourself. But we've got layers in our organization that help us handle attrition, and I'm very thankful for all those people. We certainly wouldn't be where we're at today without all those people throughout the years.
A lot of the recognition you get from speaking to people on the streets about your coaching style, your program, is how you've built that program. And you just mentioned the word sustainability. What goes into building a program that can sustain college football's weather 365 days a year?
Well, I think you got to break it up into pieces. You know, we break our football plan into eight phases. You know, we start in the winter. Once the guys get back from winter break, bowl game's over, you know, we kind of start over. You know, and I think we try to create urgency and intensity and focus in small chunks of time, right? 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes maybe 7 or 8 weeks at a time there, and do it again the next year and do it better, right? I mean, I think I've been fortunate to work with some really good coaches in my time, and you got to have a process, and you got to always be evolving, trying to improve that part of the year, how you can, you know, impact your people, not only the football part, but, you know, as students and certainly as people, you'd like to have a program that makes an impact down the road, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road as well. So we break it into phases. We also have 6 stages of recruiting that we go through. And the great thing is we're in year 4 here in Lafayette. We've had a chance to do this over and over a couple of times. We've hired good people, and it continues to evolve and get better. And I'm thankful for that.
Your name routinely comes up. No way.
Oh, son of a.
No way.
Right on cue.
No way.
Goodness gracious.
I think he's cooking breakfast.
No way.
He keeps hitting the end button.
No way.
You hear pots and pans in there, you know?
No way.
Man, this is a big one, too.
No way.
Oh, dang.
I mean, you were lobbing it up, and it just got blocked.
I mean, it's not even answering no more. It's not.
Wow. I mean.
It's definitely on his end.
You think?
Scott Willard knows.
Coach, this is unbelievable.
Man, I got full service.
Right? <too. laughs> So do we, Coach. This is amazing. I don't know if somebody is watching or listening to this interview that is trying to snipe this interview, but somebody is after us. So I got to ask this one real quick before they come and shoot us down again. Your name routinely pops up around big jobs every year. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you this. A lot of people around Baton Rouge think that you're a good fit for the LSU opening. Have you heard from them? And how do you manage this when you have your team that you're worried about and that you're coaching throughout the season?
Well, look, I mean, I think that it's always going to be distractions, right? If it's not something like this, it's something else. I think each team – each year has a set of problems, a set of things that can kind of distract you from your ultimate objective. And I think what's important here is my obligation to our staff, our team, our university, the leadership we have here at UL. And I'll focus on that. You know, I mean, it's the only way I've had any success along the way. So, you know, I think it's good that it's a positive distraction, you know, and I've said this many times publicly.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, any recognition that we get or my name gets is a product of a lot of people. You know, we've had great people come through here, and certainly have got some great people in the building right now that do a terrific job. You know, I come to work for the players every day, and I think my job is to try to position them for success, to work hard, to have a plan, to help them improve, you know, as people, as students, as players. And, you know, there's always going to be opportunities for the train to get off the track if you let it, you know. But I think it's important that you stay focused on the task at hand. We play Arkansas State tonight, and, man, we work year-round. You only get to play this game so many times. And as a competitor, I think it's important that you stay focused.
What's it? What's the advantage to your program in playing in prime time like you will tonight on a Thursday night?
Well, it's benefited us. You know, I think benefited our program. You know, we've been fortunate to play well, and I think, you know, it helps everybody. good for everybody. It's good for our community, certainly. It's helped our university. Helps us in recruiting. But it only helps you if you play good, right? So I think that's the focus on our end is to try to do our part to position the team for success.
No way.
No shot.
No way, bro. No way. No way.
I've never seen anything
when
like this.
When you call him, don't just hold the phone. Don't put it down. Don't move it around the air. Just keep it right there. Right there.
I can't believe this.
This is unbelievable.
I mean,
this not, it's never happened.
I mean, for
someone's
any
outside,
for anybody that this could happen to. I mean,
is it ringing?
No, it's not. And I told him if it happened again, I was going to let him get back to his day because, I mean, you know, this is game day for this guy. We've got technical difficulties going on. And truth be told, you know, we asked the question that we wanted to get the answer to.
We got the one.
Maybe we should have texted. Hey, sorry about that.
Yes.
You know,
I am going to do that.
Somebody's behind
We got
who's out there?
Somebody's out there.
Is it Blake from the chat?
Blake from the chat. Someone's out there.
Carpool Queen, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
Can we see the carpool queen? Do we have a camera angle to get her?
Yeah. I got into a road rage situation. Wow. I think with an Italian, so I have a question about that.
Okay, hit me.
Because I wasn't really sure what was going on, so it was merging, and he had a yield sign onto the interstate, and I didn't. It was my turn to go, and he should have yielded, so I laid on my horn, like, you know, what else do you do? Just laid on it, and he swerved in front of me, slammed on the brakes, rolled his window down, and reached out and did this thing, the Italian.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Is that like flipping off?
Wow, no. Okay. No. So not at all.
That, and then he leaned all the way out of his truck and showed me how there was another lane. And so I was trying to tell him he should have yielded. So I did this. Is this like what you say for a yield?
Oh, my God.
I was like, yield. So I'm doing this out my window. I mean, I'm sure there were other parents I knew out there like, oh, my God, she's lost it. Like, she's lost her mind. But when he did that out of the window, no, I kind of got the same vibe I do when somebody flips me off.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's not.
I think that's kind of like delicious.
It has a positive.
Yeah, I think that's very.
Have a negative.
I thought it was positive, and now I'm scared about it.
Okay, I'm going back and forth here with Coach Nate. Yeah, you shouldn't be scared about that. I think he was kind of trying to give you a compliment. Actually,
yeah,
I think he was mad.
Okay.
Still might have been hitting on you.
Maybe he was just confused.
Maybe he's a fake Italian.
Maybe he was a fake Italian. Definitely a fake Italian. What's he saying? He's now like answering all the questions only via text.
Right.
Don't read these out loud, but here's what you really want to know.
He just told me he got the LSU job. No, I'm just kidding. I'm so embarrassed. Really? Well, I mean, just, you know, like, what are you going to do, bro? I mean,
nothing
just.
What can do about it?
I'm sorry that happened to you, the listener, more to Coach Napier and what that was like. He has confirmed that we were going to try that again at some point, just not here on game day. On Friday. We'll get him back here on one day next week.
We got some answers without getting answers.
We talked about that you will get an idea because he was going to get you. He's going to give you coach speak, right? Yeah, like you knew that was going to happen. but we did say that you would be able to tell the temperature of it on just his.
You
didn't get a no and talked about how it can be distracting and talk about how you got to stay focused and talk about there's opportunities that come up and talk about just where he is in his coaching life. To me, it sounds like he knows he's a candidate.
Yeah.
Somebody has been contacted. Jimmy Sexton, I believe, is his agent. And that, you know, maybe that, you know, discussion could be set up to happen at some point.
Yeah. I will say this, though. The way he spoke and the how he talked and the stuff he said sounds, I mean, you can tell he coached under Saban.
No doubt about it.
You know, like, you can see that. I mean, you like we talked about it last week, I think. You talk about all the guys that played under Skip. And a lot of guys Bianco talks like Skip.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Like, guys that have made a real impact on you.
Theodore Bailey.
You know, you just know, and, like, you can feel it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have Coach back on.
What if he's the only one that happens?
That would be crazy.
I know.
And, look, we've got a conversation with Megan Making Money coming up here in a couple of minutes.
If it only happens,
Justin Painter just donated, just super chatted $10 and says, here's for a landline.
Oh, Justin. Very sweet.
So we're going to try for a... We're going to try for a landline here. Hopefully it's not. I mean, that's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Here. And it might have been us. But I did have full bars. And like I said, the history. I think it's a Lafayette booster.
Yeah.
I think it's somebody messing with Nape and dropping the call.
It's one of those UL fans that got mad about the UL conversation yesterday.
Yeah. I figured they'd be coming out. Yeah,
I put it up on Twitter and they came around.
Yeah, I saw them. I saw the juice heads running in. Your V-necks and your 5'3" stature.
Y'all are talking about height, aren't y'all?
Hey, remember over at Relief Med, our friends over there, ReliefMed.com. Medical marijuana is legal now here in the state of Louisiana. You know that by now. And the way that you get your recommendation is going to Relief, ReliefMed.com. Qualifying conditions range from anxiety to back pain. A ton of you have messaged the show and asked how long the process is and what products the pharmacies have. The process is, it's same day. If you log on to ReliefMed.com, you will get your recommendation the day of. You go to ReliefMed.com, answer some questions, schedule your telephone or video appointment with the doctor. The doc calls you. You have about 5 to 10 minutes of a questionnaire. If you qualify, the doctor sends your recommendation to a pharmacy closest to you, and that's it. Right here in Baton Rouge, it's on Essen Lane.
You pick up marijuana at your pharmacy,
like locally, right here next to us. You would probably go to the Essen Lane pharmacy.
Okay,
but you know, like you don't go to Walgreens and say, "I'm here to pick up a pound of, you know, Jenny Kush."
That's what it sounds like, though. When you say,
right.
Like,
I mean,
you're calling into your pharmacy, you just drive through.
Got that super diesel? A doctor said we were good for it right here. Flower is not here. Flower will be here on January 1st. So right now it's top of the line. Things like vape pens, gummies, liquid THC, and a tincture. All of that can be picked up at Relief, ReliefMed.com, ReliefMed.com. I'm going to have to get over there this morning after that Napier interview.
Jeez,
my anxiety level was going through my brain.
You kept it together, though.
You did.
That was nice. Good poker face.
Thank you.
My anxiety level is high for you.
Because I wanted to scream motherfucker at the top of my lungs.
Yeah.
I mean, how about when it drops and we're asking him the LSU question? He did call back. He called back on that one.
He was a trooper, dude.
Bro, you should have heard him in the breaks. He was laughing.
Yeah.
You know, he was laughing. I mean, at this point. Could you imagine?
He understands.
Could you imagine doing that with Nick Saban?
Oh, my God.
He would never call back.
Never.
You'd never talk to him again.
Never. I mean, his SID would call back and be like, "We've erased your contact from our list.
You're blocked.
Thank you. You'll never have credential access to the Alabama program again."
It's like that interview where they kept asking him about Hurts and Tua. And he's like, "Are you kidding me? You call back. Is this a joke?"
All right, so we'll talk to Megan making money here. Look, one thing about Nate, he's super impressive, man.
Yeah.
Very impressive. I think his answers about building the program, you know, it's a 365-day-a-year effort. He goes through the 6 phases of recruiting that they look at. I mean, it's just very detailed. Right. And I think the point of, you know, how much they have turned over their roster and their talent over the last couple of years. The coaching staff, Rob Sale, who very much was helpful in helping us get Coach Napier on this morning, you know, in talking to people like Rob Sale, who knows a ton of football. He's a New York Giants offensive line coach. He spent time with Napier. He's been on Saban's staff. He played for Saban at LSU. He's been all over the place since then. You know, Rob Sale has told me he's the best college coach he's ever been around. And like that this guy deserves the LSU job. And sure, I think that Sale, you know, I mean, like he's a little biased there, but he's got ton of experience. He's got a ton of evidence to make that opinion on. And he's very valued when you hear his you know, his thoughts on a football coach, and to hear what he says about Napier and just the attention to detail. You know, I don't think that anybody's ever going to find Nick Saban again. You know, I think that, you know, like the myth goes that Shaquille O'Neal is like the, you know, he's the great white buffalo in basketball, where people have searched the world over and over and over again and cannot find a 7-footer that can run, jump, catch, do all of that stuff like Shaq could.
Break backboards.
With the power and strength that he had. I don't know if you'll ever find a Nick Saban in college football again. Like, I don't know if you'll ever find Skip in college baseball because yeah. there's so much parody.
Too much. Yeah. You've seen it, and other people, it's just, there's too much, too much going on.
And
too
Saban's too model is so far advanced than everybody that he's almost kind of this modern day outlier.
When he's evolved. He's adapted. Yes. He's evolved with everything. Absolutely. So it's not like he gets stale and people can catch up to him because he's still growing.
And then all the competition, every time you look, a coach is, well, he was Nick Saban's defensive coordinator, defensive line. Like, everybody's got a connection to him somewhere.
Yeah,
it's right. Crazy. His coaching tree is growing.
No,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, by the day, it feels like. I mean, even Sale and Napier.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they come off of it, you know, like kind of extended branches of it where you know, you just see that his the next generation, the next wave of Saban's disciples is going to be a very impressive group. I mean, you know, like he's what is he 25-1 versus this group?
Let me just Jimbo was the first
one. I mean, Jimbo's and that happened 2 weeks ago. You know, I mean, I think the next wave of them will be even more talented and being able to kind of and you know they won't have to go up against him as much.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, really will be the biggest advantage.
So are you still in the Lane train, or have you moved on from that now?
If I was making this hire, I would hire Lane. But I think that Lane played himself out of it on Saturday night, and it wasn't his fault.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? That just wasn't – I think if you're Scott Woodward and you're looking at that after what you've been witnessing with Ed Orgeron and then after the things that you hear and some of the things that you still see around the department that is still there from the Les Miles days, you can't have a circus.
Yeah.
You can't have – a sideshow to the football program. You can't have somebody that's getting golf balls and water bottles thrown at their head during the game. Yep. And I know that's not Kiffin's fault. Yeah. That's not, you know, that was not his, that was a terrible display of fandom by the Tennessee fan base. But that happened to Lane Kiffin because that's what he brings you in certain scenarios where, you know, sometimes it's not about the football game.
Yeah.
And I think LSU wants to keep it all about the football program next. It doesn't want to be about, you know, Les Miles and his stuff and how goofy he was and come to find out the stuff that he was doing and, you know, even further to come on when Orgeron's on the clock and on the payroll and he's doing these things.
Yeah.
It just they want it to be about Napier to me. You know what I mean? There's nobody that's more of a football scientist than that guy that's in this mix that just says, hey, I don't care about anything else but ball. You know what I mean? I don't care about anything else but how the program functions and the 365-day effort that it goes into this. And, you know, we will ask him because he has said that he'll happily come back on again. And I'll ask him, you know, like, did you know something in turning those jobs down?
Right.
You know, like, it takes balls
To turn SEC
down
jobs.
SEC jobs multiple times. Right. I mean, some point you think, okay, I'm getting the opportunity, but then the third time you got to be saying internally, I don't know how many more times I'm going to be having a chance to turn this down. We better keep winning. We better keep doing what we're doing. You know what I mean? Elijah Mitchell's on his way out. This might be the time to bail. You know what I mean? But he's got so much confidence in himself. He bets on himself that you're 5-1 going into the Arkansas State game tonight, and he's a 9-point favorite. I mean, he's going to wake up tomorrow and probably be 6-1.
Right.
And leading the conference again. So,
see, in my opinion, we always talk about who's the Jay Johnson hire. Like, who's that going to be? I think if Billy Napier wasn't at UL, he would be the Jay Johnson. He'd be the guy that came out of left field that you've never heard of, that's strictly football, that's all he cares about, and is here to win football games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think he's still, I mean, Jay Johnson, I mean, yeah, I think that people aren't sold on him yet, so I think he still can fall into that category. Sold on him as far as LSU's coach.
Yeah.
I think that's going to change. I mean, shoot, the more I talk about it and the more I think about it and the more I hear him, I'm like, man, I love it.
I know. He does make you he's attractive.
Yeah.
You know, he pulls you in. Yep. He's hard to not like. And when you hear just his it's all football. You know, I mean, it's all football. Cajunomics
says he's
gonna get complacent. Cajunomics says he turned down Auburn because they wanted to force him to hire certain coaches. That's right. But he got offered the job.
Right.
I mean, he was offered an SEC gig, and it was on stipulation. It was on circumstance. But, you know, and he said no, which that shows you again, like, I'm not just going to take it to take it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to get this opportunity, I'm either going to succeed or fail with my own people.
Yep.
You know, and one thing that I do and have heard about Napier is that if he comes in, he's whitewashing this place.
Oh, oh, oh.
Like, it's a total overhaul of what?
Somebody, Cajunomics. He said he probably turned down Mississippi State because it's Mississippi State. And I told him I agree.
Yeah. Such a hater.
Those cowbells.
I'm done with this.
But, you know, I think, you know why? You know why? Because Napier doesn't want anything getting out of his program.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I get it. I really do. Like, he doesn't want anybody being loyal to somebody else or more loyal to somebody else. Hey, this is his deal now. I understand it. I just, yeah.
I'm with you, man.
Crazy. Napier and Aranda?
What's that?
Napier and Aranda?
I think Napier and Aranda are gaining steam. I think Mel Tucker's name is still there.
Now, I know we talked about this, but Mel Tucker and the Dave Aranda stuff, I think that's going to
play itself out
over the next month.
They'll either win the job or lose the job.
Mel Tucker is on. He's at the toughest part of his schedule over the next 4 weeks, over the next month. So you'll have a clear indicator on where and how he stands with LSU. And same goes for Dave Aranda. You'll find out.
Can we call Dave Aranda again?
Absolutely.
Just to calm us down.
Yes. Absolutely. Please, yes.
I'm scared to death to use the phone.
I know. So, I don't blame
you. No, we can't, actually. Daily, we're brought to you by A-Bears. A-Bears Meats. Remember, you can find them over in Highway 73 in Dutchtown. Get over to A-Bears today to pick up your selection. If you are tailgating this weekend, if you're heading over to the Cajun game tonight, if you're listening in Lafayette, get over to A-Bears. If you're driving through here and you want to stop in Gonzales and grab one, remember, newest location of A-Bears coming in Baton Rouge over at Robert's Neighborhood Supermarket over there next to Superior Grill on Highland Road. There will be 630 square feet. And space of A-Bear Specialty Meats right there inside of Robert's shopping for Robert's grocery store. I don't know why I keep forgetting grocery store. but that's where A-Bear's is going. You'll have a great selection of A-Bear's meats right there at Robert's grocery store on Highland Road. Whether it's a turducken, whether it's boudin, whether it's steaks, whether it's ground patties, whether it's specialty meats that you want to take home and cook this weekend, remember A-Bear's. A-Bear's Specialty Meats bringing you the Jordy Collada Show. All right, we're going to jump back on the phone next. We're going to try Megan making money. She's down in Lafayette, too, bro.
Maybe we'll see.
Maybe Acadiana. Maybe Acadiana. So we'll see. We'll talk to Megan making money next here on the Jordy Collada Show.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
GoFlow IV Spa is a medical spa that specializes in IV hydration with vitamin infusion. At GoFlow IV Spa, they can help you with a wide range of issues, from skin care to illness recovery, athletic performance, hangover cure, chronic illness, and even chronic dehydration. GoFlowIV.com or stop in and see them, 7970 Jefferson Highway. Go Chevrolet is proud to announce Go Express Auto Sales, the new used car lot located in the capital city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at 11522 Florida Boulevard. Go Express Auto Sales is online at GoExpressAutoSales.com, or you can search them on Facebook and social media at Go Express Auto Sales, the newest addition to the family of Go Chevrolet. Remember, Go Chevrolet is located down in Laplace, Louisiana, but now welcoming aboard Go Express, the new used car lot located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at 11522 Florida Boulevard. Welcome back here to the Jordy Collada Show, driven and powered by Go Chevrolet. Stop into City Cafe today over on O'Neill and George O'Neill if you're looking for great lunch specials. And remember, if you're looking for work, City Cafe hiring at all positions over there. Front of the house, bartender, managerial, kitchen work. If you're looking for it, City Cafe's got it online, citycafebr.net. They're on O'Neill and George O'Neill. Stop in and see them today. If you're looking for brunch on the weekends, Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock, the brunch is open. All right, we'll see if we've got phone problems here. Megan Making Money is here. We talked to Coach Billy Napier from the Cajuns 30 minutes ago, and we couldn't get past a question without a cell phone dropping. Megan, are you there? Good morning.
I'm here. Okay. Good morning.
All right.
All right. This is a good start. This is a good start. Meg, you've been hot on the picks lately on college football. What are we looking at this weekend?
Well, I wouldn't say I've been hot with college football, but we've been making it. I've been a little bit more on a heater in the NFL, but I haven't finalized that card yet. However, I do have some college picks for you guys. And the first one, I hate to give out on Louisiana radio, but I'm taking all the chalk with SMU over Tulane. It's minus 14. Both these teams have had an extra week to prepare, but I don't think that's going to make any difference. SMU is usually a really pass-heavy team, but have been utilizing the run really well, and it's become a super balanced and explosive program. Meanwhile, you have the Green Wave, who's 0-4 straight up in its last four, and 0-4 ATS its last four. So I don't think that the extra week is going to help the Green Wave. I like SMU minus the 14. I know it's a lot. I got a lot of chalk in the first two plays on my card.
Where is that game?
It's at SMU. It's at home.
In Dallas. SMU. All right, SMU minus 14 on the first play. Where are we going next?
Next one kind of hurts because it feels like I'm going against America, but Cincinnati needs style points. Last week, I put out a video saying, or the week before, was it what, last? Yeah, last week I put out a video saying I wasn't super high on Iowa. I thought that teams like Ohio State or Cincinnati or even, obviously Alabama could be better than Iowa, and I got chirped out the ass for it, saying people thought it was so cute that I thought that Cincinnati could be better than Iowa. Well, here we are. You got Cincinnati playing Navy this week, and the triple option's hard to prepare for, but again, it's Cincinnati. This high-powered offense is going to absolutely roll. It's a lot of points, Jordy. It's minus 27.5. I'm eating a ton of chalk, but I mean, look, it's Cincinnati. That's what they're headed for. They want to go. They want to impress that college football, the playoff committee. They need the style points. I like Cincinnati in the spot against Navy. I thought Navy defense could have been a little bit better last week. I actually took them to cover, and that blew up in my face. It's not like I'm fading Navy, but Cincinnati. I mean, you can't not back that team, especially as I said, when they're needing those style points right now.
That is a big number. Cincy minus 27.5, and Megan Making Money likes all of the points versus Navy. Where to next?
Next, we're gonna go ahead and go to Blacksburg, but I'm taking Syracuse plus the 3 at Virginia Tech. faded the Hokies last week, and it worked out in my favor. Syracuse, they played Clemson last week. They played a great game. I understand that they were at home in the Carrier Dome, or Courier Dome again. I don't know how to say that. I'm not from there. Yeah, I like Syracuse. They've been absolute money against the spread, and Virginia Tech's kind of been struggling. Syracuse is 5-0 ATS in their last five and six, or 5-0 straight up. No, I'm sorry, 5-0 ATS in their last five. I'm so sorry. And then 6-1 ATS in their last seven on the season. So yeah, I like Syracuse to cover here. Virginia Tech, it's going to be a hard place to play, but I like Syracuse plus a 3, and I even like a little bit on the money line.
Oh, I like that. That's how we make money. Any SEC plays?
If I'm going to be honest, no.
Really?
Okay.
Nothing jumps out?
I've been avoiding the SEC like the plague. I feel like the spreads have been too big. Obviously, last week, like, I couldn't have – I would have loved to have predicted LSU to beat Florida, but I wouldn't have predicted that. You know, I would never have predicted A&M to beat Alabama. I just feel like right now you got Georgia at the top, and that's about it. I just have not liked the spread. I've been enjoying watching. It's definitely been an entertaining season, but I haven't been loving the SEC the last couple of weeks at all, as far as betting perspective.
Why so much? No, you're ahead.
It's actually been kind of nice because, you know, those are the games that I really do want to just sit back and enjoy and watch and not have to sweat, because those are the teams that I enjoy watching. I don't necessarily enjoy watching Syracuse and Virginia Tech. Like, that doesn't do it for me. However, the number does with Syracuse and Virginia Tech. So
why the success over the NFL over the last couple of weeks? What are you seeing? And I know you don't have your picks lined up for this weekend, but what's been jumping out at you?
I just haven't been overthinking the NFL, and I think that's been bringing me a lot of success. This week, my teasers have been absolutely killing it. This week, I don't have as many spots for teasers because the lines are so thick in a lot of cases. And then there's just like some weird games. Like tonight, like I wanted to take a side in the game, but you know, it feels extremely like I would be throwing a dart. I mean, you got the Browns missing half their squad, and then you have Teddy Bridgewater on a bum foot, and you know the Broncos, I don't even know if I really trust them or not. So it's like I've just been staying really safe with NFL. besides, I do my weekly money line hoodie picks, where I have to pick a money line. Well, not have to, but I choose to pick a money line, and win or lose, you opt in $50. Win or lose, you get a hoodie or a crew neck. I've been 4-2 in those. I've lost the last 2 weeks, but we're getting back on track this week. Colts money line this week. So that's the only play that I do have locked in is the Colts money line.
Megan, you're from Lafayette?
I am.
You are. Where'd you
This is
I'm from Lafayette. I mean,
this is not a policeman. You're not getting interviewed right here.
Yeah. Where'd you
This is Mikey Montauk.
Yeah, where in Lafayette? I didn't know that. You know you're from Lafayette.
Oh, I live in Youngsville, right off East Milton.
Oh, Youngsville, right. That's where I'm.
What high school?
I actually didn't go to high school in Lafayette. I grew up in Past Christian, Mississippi. I was over at Our Lady Academy, which was across the street from where our good friend Miles Brennan went, St. Sample.
Okay.
See, there's the sister school.
There's the confusion. Okay.
Yeah, because Mato, when he came in, he was like, "Is she from Lafayette?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, she lives there."
I've been here 7 years, well, 8 years.
How do you like it? How do you like it?
We love Lafayette, like especially like where we live. I mean, I have access to whether it's Costco or downtown or wherever I want to go. It's all like minutes of where I live, so nice. I love it here. And the people are really nice. It's a big small town feel.
Yep.
Do you think LSU should hire Billy Napier?
I don't want to get hung up on it's game day. I'm going to go ahead and just completely.
Do you have any thoughts on this LSU opening, on who could be next?
Honestly, I don't. And I think it's just because I'm so locked in with just my bet that I'm just focusing on that. And until I know who is, you know, the next head coach, then I can focus on what's going on. But right now I got to keep making money, Jordy. You can't let everything cloud the money perspective.
Making us money. Megan making Thank money. Barstool, remember, BarstoolSportsbook.com. BarstoolSportsbook.com. Megan making money is from Barstool. Any more trips planned? I know you were in Chicago a couple of weeks back. Anything happening more through the college football season?
I haven't had anything yet. Was going to try to make it up to Oxford to see Ben this weekend, and I know he's going to be that way, I think. But I'm not making that trip, possibly over to Arizona for the new year for the Arizona Bowl or for, you know, Barstool Bowl. But as of right now, you know, with the kids, I play it by ear, and I let if they need me, I'm there. So if y'all are listening, Barstool, just let me know.
Megan making money every Thursday right here on the Jordy Collada Show. We'll be heads up on the picks, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Absolutely. Also, we got Purdue +3, BYU -4, Pitt -3, and then Okie State, which supposedly is the biggest trap game of the year, +7, but I'm falling for it. So those are the rest of the college
plays. A lot of chalk.
Slid some more in there at the
end. Get your water in this weekend. It'll be a chalky weekend if you're listening to Megan making money. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Y'all have a great week.
All right. There is from Barstool Sports, Megan making money, telling you some of the looks and picks to look out for coming up this weekend.
So her call didn't drop. So it's official.
Yep.
We were getting trolled.
Totally the UL fans, man. It was the UL boosters.
Something. What's going on?
Golly. It's Napier weird, right? Was on his end. I hate to send the how do you send that text? Like, hey, coach, it was on your phone, not ours.
It's your fault.
Yeah, right. It's your fault. You know. We got down to the bottom of it, coach. It was actually yours. All right, so I appreciate Megan making money. Thank you to Billy Napier for being here. Baseball today, you've only got one game. And that is L.A. and Atlanta.
Big game.
Dodgers, huge game. Big Dodgers game. Or Atlanta with a chance to close this series out. L.A., as Matuk has said, best probably roster in baseball.
Yep.
A chance to come. Look, this will be a hell of a comeback if they make this happen. 3-1 is where that series sits. And then Houston will be on Saturday with a chance to close out the Boston Red Sox back home in Houston. So exciting time right now for sports. And as we've done, we spoke the LSU stuff. We talked about LSU Ole Miss coming up this weekend. Obviously, the coaching search and where it sits here in another day of being open. And Scott Woodward and his crew doing work. We had a chance to speak to Billy Napier, head coach of UL. Him and the Cajuns are going to host tonight. They'll be Arkansas State on national television on primetime. So we'll be reacting to that tomorrow. And maybe at some point we can get you, Coach Napier back on to finish that conversation because it was heading in the right direction.
Yep.
But we did get the answer we were looking for after. We were able to ask him the question that I think everybody out there was very curious to find out. So we did also talk about Adam Miller, the star LSU basketball player who tore his ACL on Tuesday morning and announced yesterday he's going to be out for the season. That's a bad hit. That's a devastating hit for LSU, but they're deep enough and good enough to come back from it. But looking forward to seeing Adam Miller playing on this team. Make sure and think about him. And if you do it, say a prayer for him during this time, as he'll probably bounce back better for it. But he'll be out his entire sophomore season of college basketball.
Which is unfortunate for him just because I've had the feeling he was going to explode.
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, he was going to fill in that cam role kind of with just scoring at will, but having the leadership. But I know he'll bounce back just because of that phone call he had with us right before the season. He said, I'm a bulldog. Ain't no puppies around me. I was like, he's going to be all right.
No, he is. I mean, he tweeted out yesterday, if there's anybody that was made for this, it's me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the right attitude. Yeah, his no head's doubt. In the right place. No you doubt. Just hate to see it for him, man. Yeah. I mean, you just it's tough to see that happen. It's definitely a part of the game that sucks, man. All right, have a great Thursday. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning. We'll get out of here a little early here. On this Thursday, and we'll be back with you tomorrow morning.